Is there a cheer tonight?
Okay, so we're middle of figuring out how to do Zahiris. By the way, we're just going to tell you over the Vilna Goy's pshat in this Gemara. One Deher, he says in this Gemara right here, the Ramgun goes on this Gemara that the Ramchal brought down, and it says, "Akein Yom Ramoishlim Boyu Cheshbon." Frak the Vilna Goy. Akein Yom Ramoishlim BeYitzram Boyu V'Nasa Cheshbon Shalolim. If you're already making the cheshbon shalom, then you're a moishel already. And if you're not doing the cheshbon yet, then with what are you a moishel? So what do you mean? The moishlim say, let's make the cheshbon. So how'd you become a moishel if you're not doing the cheshbon? So what are we talking about? The push of the reading the Gemara doesn't make sense. Sefer Tegoyim. So Goyim says it's two separate things. It's talking two separate things. The cheshbon is to figure out, are you doing the right thing or are you not doing the right thing? But if you're a Baal Taiva and you've never worked on defeating your taiva, so then you have no clue what the right thing or the wrong thing is to begin with. Because there's negev, that's how we touched it. You're negev davar. You have no clue what's right, what's wrong. All you think about is your taivas. And now, oh, bo cheshbonai, you know, I think that, like the advertisement that was going around the other day, I think that having a long, I don't know, I think that it's more important to go to the first. What?
Go to the first one.
I think it's more important to have a Geshmak Kiddush than have to have a Geshmak Davening. I get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Kiddush. By Kiddush, I sing with Olam. I'm already, you know, I reach higher levels than I do in my davening. And
I got even told
Memela, Avada, my Ruchnius, it's pure Mamash Hashem Shemayim. But my Ruchnius depends more on my Kiddush and my davening. So a mitzvah Baal Taiva can't make that judgment because
it's a little negative.
it's some negias over there. So in order to make that judgment, Zak to Goyim, no, the judgment of Shalom comes later. But first you have to be a Moshe Baruchai. Moshe Baruchai means first you have to be controlling your taivas. First you have to be someone that can take control over yourself. You're not swayed by every single taiva that comes up and every single opportunity that comes up. No, Moshe Baruchai. Ah, now the Moshe Baruch says, you know what? I'm Moshe Baruch, but now I got to figure out what to do with my Moshe Baruch. So I don't follow my times, but what do I take to do? I follow my Seichel. But what does my Seichel tell me? Let's make a head. So he's like, they're going, poshut pshat in the Gemara. Others will tell you that, no, I don't know what others will tell you. But this is what the guy says.
Oh, this is what I tell you that I'm longer Kiddush is better.
And I'm not a not right. Akin yom ha-moshon b'yitzron, bo'yu nechashav shechol shmoshon, hefsed mitzvah k'neged, schar ver k'neged, hefsed. Now, what he says over here, by the way, what that means, parashat pshat means, what you lose, what you gain from doing the mitzvah. Zot t'goyin, what it means is that for every mitzvah you do, you get schar. You also get the schar of somebody that made a bad cheshbon when they did an avera. So by him doing an avera, he now got Gehenna. He didn't get the opportunity. At every moment in life, you have an opportunity. Am I being koyel on haba, or am I going to be getting Gehenna? If someone next to you made a bad cheshbon, so they got Gehenna. So the potential that they had to make that olam haba goes to you because you also had a potential to get the Gehenna and get on. So you know what? He's going to get both chalakim Gehenna, and you get both chalakim of Gan Eden. So Goyin says. Now I don't know, like she was asking when we went to Goyin, who made the shidduch between his chelik and my chelik? Like, well, what's the connection? So I think what the connection is it's that it's a connection in if it's a connection between the two in their hashpah to each other.
It's like the base levy.
Yeah.
Is this Gemara to say that it's the only reason that he did a mitzvah? It's because was more mashpia him to the.
Right, makes sense. Okay. Now he the now that we saw the going, maybe the Ramchal himself is miraculous to this. It says, this true advice, so that's why you need the Moshlim. So he's about running the Kasha a little differently. He's saying that there are people that Taka did this already, and they are giving advice to the other people to do it also. The Goyin is saying it's talking to the same person whom they obey. You're a Moshe already. Now the next step is be Moshe, is be make a Cheshbon. The Ramchal is saying is that no, it means the Moshe Baruch is the guy that already did this Cheshbon HaNefesh. And he who already did the Cheshbon HaNefesh could tell someone else that didn't do the Cheshbon HaNefesh that the only way you're going to become anywhere in life is if you also do the Cheshbon HaNefesh. Because whoever is under the spell or under the chavush, what's chavush? Captive. In under the maasar, the jail of his yetzer, ain of royas ha'emes hazois. He cannot understand it. Then yochel ha'akira cannot appreciate it. Ki ha'yetzer mesames ain of mamish v'nei koholach b'choishach shesh lefanu mechsholos v'ain ain of royas oisam. V'umashon rezal toshes choishach v'ilaylo. So what's that? Ilaylo. Now, let's analyze what he said here. So he's masking to the Goyin that someone. Okay, it's a very interesting thing. He's saying that if you're not Moshe Baruchai, then you can't make this cheshbon and nefesh because the goyim's mashma more. It's not gonna work out. It's not gonna work out. Eh? You can't make a cheshbon and nefesh. You have no clue how to take care. We made of the Moshe is talking with the teva, and we made of the yetzer hara with the cheshbon, and it's talking about two parts and vechulo. The Ramchal is not making that chiluk of the two dinim of the goyim. Ramchal is saying everything is one thing. So, a guy doesn't just wake up in the morning and decide, hey, you know what? This is a great idea. I'm going to do Cheshbon HaNefesh. You know why? Because you'll never come to that conclusion on your own. Because everybody wants to live with their emotional side, with their Yetzer side, with their Nefesh side. No one wants to live with their Seichel telling them what to do. Everyone wants to live naturally with what their natural instinct is to do.
Free flowing.
Right? Do you wanna have to be told when to wake up? No, I'd rather wake up whenever I feel like waking up. Why would I decide what's good for me ultimately and do it? I'll just do it, just live, right? So nobody comes up with this idea by themselves. Because the way people live their lives is unconcheshman. Well, machin is connected to Teva. No one lives that way. The only way that you could live, the only way you could live that way, the only here, the only way you could live this way, the only way you could live this way is if someone else tells you to do it. And that someone else is someone that already was Moshe Baruchai. Now, who told him?
Someone else.
So,
Pish now.
it was understood to be that you have to have a Rebbe at this. You can't do this on your own. That's how he's learning. So Kulam Ole, please, you cannot wake up one morning and say, I have an arise, I'm just gonna go straight to the Amchal's Eitzah of making a cheshbon. The Goyim thing because it doesn't work, the Amchal say because it just doesn't happen. You have to have a Rebbe telling you that you this is what you're supposed to do. Okay, I don't know what's going on. He has a whole muscle here, but anyway. Okay. So Memela, only someone that's far away from the Zach, he's not in it, he can give you an eight to how to do this. So let me see what Rabdon says. I didn't read this before. I didn't have a chance. So let's read it together. It says like this. V'zatam she'efshel kabel shum daya afil binyan ha'olam me'adam she'in la shaykh ha'sotar l'kedusha. Unless we're choshim shalashmoi divrei kfira, yeah, I don't know, it's not so direct about this. Okay. Right. So that's the amkus of this Gemara. Now, he says, Tashas choshech v'layla zeh oilu mazeh zeh doma l'layla. He's going to go on famously to explain why is oilu mazeh zeh doma l'layla. Behaving kama nifla maimar amiti adzeh l'misha maimak lavin boi kine. Choshech halayla shnei minya ta'uya is efshar lo yishigrom ein adol. When it's nighttime, there's two possible mistakes a person makes. Number one, oyech ha'asas ha'ayin ha'shal yira ma'shal fun of klal. He won't see what's going on. Beis, shiyita, yate, oise, ad, shiyiroi, le, amud, kilu, adam, 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 kilu, amud. It can make you make a mistake that you'll see one thing as if it's the other. So one is you don't see anything. One is guard, you see things and you come to false conclusions. Kein chomrius, the gashmius, oil, mazer. Hine, hu, choysher, halayla, leina, seichel, we gurim, le, shte, to, uyais. Number one, you can't see anything. You can't see the sakanas. You can't see the potential downfalls, down pitfalls. But more importantly, is you make mistakes and make bad cheshbonis because you think that the right thing is the wrong thing, the wrong thing is the right thing, and we will expand on that next time. I don't think this shit tomorrow. I think we'll go to the harbor side. Let's see. Okay.